We are back, the Gunsmith Show, here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We're going to talk about varmint hunting, predators. Yep. We should have Ted Nugent in the background. I am a predator.
Or Elmer Fudd.
Yeah.
Elmer Fudd would do good.
You do a good Elmer Fudd. You always have.
I don't do much good, but I try.
Well, you do plenty good.
I make a mean pie every now and then. But anyways.
Now you're talking. That's among many. You've got a domestic side. People wouldn't expect that.
I do have a domestic
builder,
side.
A builder, a hunter, yep. A gun aficionado, a reloader.
I do all the family cooking.
Likes to spend a lot of time in the kitchen, too.
I get people that ask me to please bring them cookies.
Yeah.
They're always wanting cookies at the Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, yeah.
Because I make a mean molasses cookie.
You do the laundry at your place, too, don't you?
I do all the laundry, yep. Yeah. I'm a man of many, many...
He's like a Renaissance man. He's not afraid to let his feminine side show.
It's not a feminine side. It's a manly side. But it's a manly side that knows that my wife right now is the breadwinner.
Oh,
and
yeah.
For years she took care of me, you know. So Now I'm taking care of her.
There you go.
And I'm taking care of the guns, and I'm taking care of the gun shops.
A few other things, yeah.
Yeah, all my buddies, you know, and reloading interests and teaching people how to do things. And
getting garages built and all kinds of things.
Yeah, we're having all kinds of fun out there in the world. And saving lives, too. This week we did get our, we've given away 105 AEDs with Tommy.
So you passed the 100 mark a few months ago, right?
Yep, back around the turn of the year. And so we got 105 of them out there now, and the latest one was at Birch Run Schools. They needed one for their soccer teams, and then I started thinking about time-wise, hey, there's the very first AED we ever placed out there is timed out.
Yeah.
So got a hold of Flushing Township Police, who have the very first one we ever did. Called him. We verified the serial number, made sure it was still there. It was still active, but it's been beat to heck because it's been heavily used for 13 years.
So it saved some lives.
It has saved lives. So we had a presentation at the Flushing Township offices, their board meeting this week. Press was there. The whole board was there. It was a regular board meeting, and we were on the agenda. And the chief of police came up and gave some background how it was. We donated it 13 years ago. It's been used. They can't document every time it's been used, but they know it's been used more than 25 times.
Mm-hmm.
And it has saved a lot. It hasn't saved every life, but it saved a lot. And then they started between them all. They were thinking and adding it up, and they're going, the number's bigger than that, you know. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to get the accurate number. The cool thing is, we gave him a brand new one that night so that we have the first one. And I equated it to that college ball player that hits his first home run. Wouldn't he love to be able to have that ball that went out in the stands and have it on the shelf? So we want it because I want it when I show off, when I go talking to groups, say, here's the first AED we've ever gave out. You know, it's 13 years old. It's been used so many times. And we replaced it because we know the life expectancy is only so long on these devices. And they got they wanted the exact same one in its place because they're so used to it. Mm. It's just one of the many devices they use, but I have it and I'm really happy about that. It's going to be in our showcase at our offices one day. But for now it's going to be a handheld device. That's going to help me plant seeds and get us, more donations so we can keep placing AEDs all over
the
state of Michigan.
Two primary functions, Thomas Smith Memorial Foundation.
Yes.
It's placing the AEDs.
Yep.
So if somebody hasn't caught a problem, and the first time they get an indication that there's a problem is when somebody goes down.
Yeah, collapse on a ball field or in a basketball court or golf
wherever
course.
Wherever it is. You've got the tool necessary to restart the heart and potentially save a life.
Yep.
And then the other side. And you're doing tons of this now with the new trailer and all the equipment that you've got and all the volunteers from the hospitals who help you do these free screenings
Thank goodness.
You catch people before tragedy strikes. Those two sides.
We find the problems with our heart screenings And we'll have a date on that next one. We got one coming up in May. I think it's going to be Goodrich Schools.
Yep.
So now, just because it's at Goodrich Schools, that doesn't mean
anybody can come.
Yeah, everybody can come to it. We'll get people from Sarnia and from Bad Axe and from
13 to 19.
We have people come from Ohio come up to these things because there are not very many free heart screenings. So just because it's at a school doesn't mean it's just for that school. So we'll release the date on it next week. So it's all in the works, coming up in just a few weeks.
So we're going to talk about some rifles here, but we've got to let people know too. This segment is brought to you by Reliable Enterprises.
Reliable Enterprises. Jeremy at Reliable is a dear friend and a very big supporter of Tommy's Heart. He's one of our prime sponsors for our golf outing coming up here real quick. His number is 810-429-6957. Now, Jeremy does everything to the outside of your house. He'll do a whole addition for you as well, but whether it's a gazebo, an addition.
Fantastic decks.
Decks is our patios. Specialty. His deck railings and stuff. He does the most artistic work on these things. It gets all done. He does drone footage, photography, and you'll just be amazed at how good the work is. Go to his website, ReliableExteriorPro.com. And check out some of his pictures or like him on Facebook. That's a real good way, too. It's Reliable Enterprises on Facebook. And
a lot of people don't know he uses drones, too. He helps reintegrate them after they've been on the battlefield and they're having a hard time getting back into civilian life.
Is that how he does it?
He takes those and trains them.
Oh, you're amazing. Take pictures with. That's amazing.
Didn't know that, did you?
More interesting knowledge I really didn't need to know from Dan Foley. I appreciate that, Dan. Yeah. Happy Saturday. That's the way it is when we're not quite caffeinated well in here in the morning. So we're getting there, though. I've already drank a pot of coffee. Now I'm into my first monster of the day. It's a sugar,
not good for you, John.
It's a sugar-free monster.
No, it's not good.
My cardiologist said I can do one. Did or he two, say? One or two.
Right. Well, good. You got the approval. That's good.
I figured one or two, like an hour, but it depends on how hyped up I got to get. So Varmint rifles is what we're talking about.
Varmint rifles.
And predator rifles, okay? Now, hunting
What's
in
the difference
Michigan,
between a varmint and a predator?
A varmint is like the woodchuck.
Okay.
The woodchuck is only a predator to
grass.
Grass and maybe berries. You know, I don't know.
So coyotes, we call predators. Them varmints, but they are predators.
They are predators. Yeah, it's predator hunting is what they call it, but I still consider it varmint hunting because you use the same type of gun. You use a varmint gun to kill coyotes.
Yeah.
A lot of times that's a .223. But in Michigan, and you, every year you got to check your hunter's handbook from the DNR and make sure that you're still complying with the laws because they swap them up on us. In Michigan, you can night hunt with .277 caliber or smaller, which is a .270 or smaller. Why? I don't know, but that's what they want you to do. They don't want you out there with a 300 Winchester Magnum hunting coyotes for some reason. One is it does a lot of damage to the animal. It does kill them quickly, but so will a .270 or a .223 or even a .22 Magnum or a .17 HMR. There's all kinds of calibers. So you can nighttime coyote hunt in Michigan during certain months of the year. And the 6.5s are a huge hit. The Creedmoors are ever popular for this, but there's a lot of 6.5s. I hunt with a 6.5 Grendel. There's a 6mm Arcs now, and there's all kinds of 6mm Remingtons, 243s, 22 250s, just tons of calibers. So it has what you're looking for is accuracy, kinetic energy, and distance shooting. Because a lot of times you're hunting a bean field for coyotes. You might have a coyote call, like my electronic coyote call. I can put it 150 yards away, and I control it with my iPhone. And I can make it squeal and squawk and wiggle a little tail up in the air as if it's an animal in distress. And the coyotes come running right to it. And then you shoot them. So it's not hard, but the coyotes are like regional drifters. They'll be on this 40-acre parcel tonight, and then by morning they'll be on the 1-3, you know, a quarter mile down the road. So they run around looking for animals in distress or that tired rabbit that's sitting out in the field and shouldn't be, you know, and the owls snatch them up too. And sometimes you'll see an owl snatch a rabbit, and they're on the ground trying to eat the owl, and the coyote will come running right in and chase the owl off the rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, did you see that? You know, and you're seeing it through night vision, so it's amazing to watch,
right?
And cool to see. But so this, the 277 caliber, this is what I call 270 caliber. It's or 6.8 millimeter. It is been dramatically elaborated with the 6.8 Western, a whole bunch of calibers in 6.8. Now, even the military's picked up a 6.8. I got drifted this years ago from our good friends at the bullet company that I work with all the time.
Called?
I'm trying to remember the name.
You're struggling.
You got me.
Starts with an L.
Yeah, Turn Products. Anyways, Ray, it'll come to me. My mind.
We'll have it at the top of the next segment. We'll do some quick looking up in the break.
But they make them down in Milan. It's a, you know,
I know you're talking about. I've heard it too. I can't remember either.
It's Turn Products. Anyways, and I'm like, what's all this 6.8 stuff? And he goes, oh, it's going to be the new rave. Well, sure enough, now they got the new squad rifles for the Army.
Oh.
And these are the bad to the bone squad rifles, and they're making all the ammunition for it.
Really?
So yeah, it's pretty amazing. So there's some really, really cool stuff out there. And you can go from 90 grain bullet to 150 grain bullet. You can make it perform like a 308 or perform like a 22 250. So, lots of choices though, fast, slow, medium or large game. It's very, very impressive. So lots out there in the predator hunting world. So we'll talk more about it in the next segment. Though,
send questions. If you have questions, comments, follow-up stuff, email shooter at thegss.com. The website's thegss.com. Check out the Facebook page. You can leave comments there too.
Liberty Turn Components.
There it is.
There it is.
I knew it was an L. I told you.
They make the bullets for a whole bunch of companies.
Knew it was coming.
So, but they do the prototype stuff work for the government. So there it's really cool.
We got to take a break. We'll do that. We'll come on back. Last segment of the show, The Gunsmith Show, here on US 103.1. Back after this.